An Ontario-based company is proposing a 22-megawatt solar power facility just south of Lacombe. Reconcept Canada has signed a 30-year option lease agreement with a Lacombe County landowner on 133 acres of land 1 kilometre south of Lacombe where the 43,000 solar panel facility would be built. An application to the Alberta Utilities Commission is expected to be made in mid to late summer. If all provincial and municipal approvals are lined up, construction could start in 2027 and the facility powered and connected to the grid by the end of that year. The facility would produce enough electricity to power 5,600 homes for a year. Reconcept Canada representatives were at Lacombe County Council on Thursday to bring its members up to speed on the project. A public open house is set for Lacombe Memorial Centre on April 1 from 5 to 8 p.m. Evan Boyce, development manager with Reconcept, told council that a number of environmental studies have already been completed. A noise assessment has been done and a solar glare hazard assessment is almost complete. To meet new provincial regulations, the land must still have a farming component. A grazing area for sheep or other livestock and another portion of the site is earmarked for a U-pick operation. A 9-meter space has been left between each row of solar panels and a 20-meter turnaround space left at the end of each row to provide room for agricultural equipment. County Cown. Dwayne West questioned the Reconcept representatives about the logistics of farming between solar panels. He was told that while some larger agricultural equipment would not have enough room to operate, there is other equipment that can harvest in the 9-meter space between rows. When the solar panels are in place, about 70% of the site will be available for farming, or agrivoltaics as it has been dubbed. Cown. Alan Wilson asked what reclamation provisions the company made to clean up the site when it reaches its lifespan. Under AUC regulations, the company will be required to put money aside up front to fund future decommissioning and reclamation costs, he was told. Company officials were also asked about whether being located so close to a growing community could pose future problems. Boyce said the company had reviewed future growth plans and had discussed its plans with City of Lacombe planning staff to ensure the site was suitable.